Sure. Well, the tradition is this is the 7th annual Super Bowl, and the idea back in 2010 was to capitalize on the intense rivalry between the two schools of Avon High School and Avon Lake High School on the football field. So we started a Super Bowl food drive. Our agency, Community Resource Services, serves both the communities of Avon and Avon Lake. So the idea is the kids, the communities, people come together, they collect food, drop them off at the school. There's a truck that collects food for Avon. There's a truck that collects food for Avon Lake. After the first quarter, those trucks are taken somewhere and weighed, and the winner by weight wins the Super Bowl trophy that we present at halftime. Cash donations are also accepted, so we calculate the cash in there. Every dollar contributed will be counted as 5 pounds of food.
I'm curious to what this trophy looks like.
You know, it's a typical trophy. It says Super Bowl winner. It's got a can of food in the middle of it. It's very clever and creative, and it's kind of fun, and it adds to the rivalry and the excitement of the event. And so if you come to the game, you'll see people holding it high. You know, the winner will be holding it high.
So the school then gets to proudly display that for a season then.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And what kind of things do you want folks to bring out, not only to the game, but I guess if they have kids that are in the school, to help with this rivalry? What kind of items?
Sure. Well, our pantry is always in need of things like canned fruit, canned vegetables. This time of year, we're collecting various soups to take us into the fall and winter months. Peanut butter is always a good thing to donate, especially because it weighs a lot, so it adds to the weight of the truck. But it's also something that we go through frequently, peanut butter and jelly, cereal, really anything. I mean, our pantry is stocked primarily through community donations, and this has become one of our largest food drives.
But how much is collected over this event, for this event?
You know, that's a great question, and I love the answer to this. Well, I'll just tell you, last year we raised 9,500 pounds of food and $14,000 in cash. So if you go back in the last six-year history of this event, the total poundage for food is 37,000 pounds, and the total cash the total cash is $59,000. So when you convert that cash into poundage, over 6 years, we've collected 330,000 pounds of food. And I know sometimes those pounds don't mean a lot to people, but to put it into perspective for anyone listening, last year we distributed about 100,000 pounds of food in the community. So this food drive alone over 6 years has really provided the food for 3 years worth of, you know, pantry offerings at CRS.
And the fact that you're involving the schools, you have families, kids of all ages, and those really are the same people that receive the benefit of this.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just a tremendous effort by everyone, schools, administrators. You know, there's some drop-off locations also in town, so some of the businesses get involved. You know, if you can't make it to the school, you can't make it to the game, come on, you can drop it at the local bank or something like that. We have a list of the contributing drop-off locations on our website, which is, I'll tell you now, it's AALCRS.org, in case, you know, someone can't make it to the game to drop off their stuff. But yeah, I mean, and I love the fact that all grades get involved in this, from kindergarten on up.